Just a preliminary, Chairman. You're adopting an unusual practice of not disclosing the proxies as we go along. I'd just like to, with your agreement, when you do flash up all the proxies at the end, if there are any surprise protest votes against any resolutions, I'd just like to potentially have the opportunity to discuss that, if that's happened. I'm not comfortable with a meeting which is run where we close the meeting, then you show us the proxy results, something's happened with the instos and we don't even get a chance as a meeting to discuss it. Now, normally you would have a discussion about a resolution and then you'd put the proxies up. So we would have seen the proxies for the remuneration report by now, we'd have seen them for Helen, and I'm uncomfortable with this flash them at the end and no chats thing. So if there is any surprise things, will you leave open the opportunity to discuss that after you reveal the proxies?
Well, I would disagree with you about what is best practice, but can I say I think there's not much point in arguing about an academic outcome.
So everything's done well today. Okay, that's good. On Mr Kirby, I think it's great, not only for Macquarie but for Australia, that CSR headhunted guy from England. He came here, did a great job as a Rinka shareholder. We all made a fortune courtesy of the Mexican takeover. And then he stayed in the country and he's serving on boards. And he's a high calibre international executive. So I think it's terrific that we've got him for the country and that we've kept him for Macquarie. My only query goes to the fact that Orica, I think, was a major client of ours. We did the Dyno deal together, and I think Dyno, we made $300 or $400 million in the end. It was one of our best ever deals. And Peter's on the Orica board, and they seem to have run off into the hands of Goldman Sachs' J.B. Weir for this demerger. So I'm curious as to whether we've had a falling out with our own director and his board, or whether there was potentially some sort of conflict around the fact that we had a big involvement in the Dyno Intertek deal and couldn't be involved in other companies in the space. Because you look at Helen and Kevin, both on the Origin board. We're defending Origin from the BG Raiders, so as you'd hope and as you'd expect. But we don't seem to have a gig with Orica, which is unusual given the cross-directorship. So what's the situation there?
Stephen, you know we can't comment on client-related matters, so I think I'll note the question, and if you want to take it up with Peter afterwards, by all means, feel free.